Yo.
What's up?
Miggity Mike check. How you doing?
I'm good.
Sean Puffy Combs. This week, he had a few of his homes get raided. I think that the New York one, the Miami one, and I heard the LA one too.
Yeah.
On speculation of sex trafficking. Ironically, they're raiding his home. That nigga jumped ship and started, he flew somewhere.
He came back, dude.
That nigga was like, the police, now I'm gone. I ain't getting no charge.
That's fucked up.
No, man, what you think about everything with Puff right now?
I feel like something happened. Nobody knows exactly what the fuck happened, except for the people who was there. I don't know what they. A lot of people talking about they went into the house to get some kind of paperwork, whatever the fuck they were looking for, because they ain't have no arrest warrant. It was a search warrant. So whatever the fuck they was looking for, that's why they did like the simultaneous raid, to keep him from dumping information out of one house while they was raiding the other house. So they just, that's a hell of a coordinated attack to run that shit at the same time on two different coasts.
I could look at it in a few ways. Number one, they could have been trying to find evidence of alleged sex trafficking things.
Right.
Or they could have been trying to, all right, somebody, I mean, Puff is a juggernaut
right.
in this world. He's not like a
right.
a small man. He's a juggernaut who has political ties to everybody in every industry.
Right.
He threw these alleged wild parties, so shit could have been happening. Allegedly, he has cameras in every room. Everything he does That's is crazy. Recorded.
That's crazy.
So, it could be they season shit to protect somebody bigger than Puff.
Right.
This is all conspiracy theorists and speculatory.
Right.
But if somebody, say like somebody like Donald Trump, who's bigger than Puff, was at a Puff party, you know, wilding out,
right.
they might want to seize them things,
right.
the evidence, and destroy it so it doesn't get out.
Right.
Also, say if Puff do got evidence on a lot of big dogs, Puff going to walk away scot-free.
Yeah, he gonna rat him out. He ain't got no choice. I'm taking that shit to the grave and do the time for him. No.
No. No. I'm saying they gonna look at Puff and they gonna look at who he has, like who's big time.
Yeah.
Like it could be like mayors and they're not bigger than Puff, but it could be like
senators and shit.
It could be like business tycoons who like, you know, money make the world go round. It could be like heavy business people and they like, we not gonna sit right there and let these dudes go down. So we gonna let Puff go away scot free. We gonna say we gonna wipe everything clean and say we ain't find nothing.
I mean, a lot of people said that they went to get evidence and then destroy it. That was one of them. People just throwing shit out there because nobody don't know. Talking about they trying to hook Jay-Z into the shit because they call him a predator too because he married Beyonce when she was young. Oh, and he next and all this other shit.
Like, wasn't Beyonce like 26 when they got married?
People still been calling him a predator for a minute, because of the age gap between them two.
Oh, well, Jay-Z speculation is with Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
She was on the album when she was 15.
Right.
So if a chick on the album, they assume they fucking. Foxy says she never fucked Jay. Jay say he never fucked Foxy. But people don't care. Y'all did this.
Yeah. So they just wait. That's the whole speculation. People trying to see who coming. What's the domino gonna fall next?
Your phone still good.
Yeah. They just wait on which domino gonna fall next. Cause it seemed like everybody coming out with allegations all of a sudden. And it's just been wild ass allegations. But I mean, they've been saying shit about Diddy for a long time.
Yeah, but some of this shit look bitch made.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not no Diddy fan like that. I'm not gonna keep for him. If he did some nasty shit, he should go to jail. in due time.
Right.
But some of these industry people, all these rappers, like coming out, well, Diddy was doing this. I'm listening to fucking Luke Campbell. Just I leave Diddy parties early because wild shit happened. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. If wild shit was happening, you should have reported this a while ago. If you saw, like, depends on the kind of wild shit, but if you saw some inappropriate underage type shit or some sex traffic type shit, you should have reported it. If you did, now I blame you too.
Right.
Like, you biggest culprit as him.
Right. Turning a blind eye to it. And then, well, I was there. Well, why the fuck you ain't been say something?
Hey, I'm looking at fucking, who else? Enes. Shit, Enes talking about, it was like, it started off like for a video shoot. Your stylist come in, they do your makeup and shit, and they might send somebody to kind of test you to see how you is. If you go that way, they gonna, you know, they gonna try to include you, but I don't go that way or some shit. Like, did he probably did some wild shit, but like that shit should have came up
right
years ago. Like, don't come up now when, like, don't try to kick his back in when he down.
That's exactly what they trying
that
to do.
That shit weird to me. Like, if he was a funny moving ass nigga, he should have did it then.
Right. Like they trying to jump on the like, I guess when nobody wasn't saying nothing, they ain't want, I don't want to be the first nigga to say something.
Well, I think you pussy then.
Right. Now that somebody else done finally got the courage to say something about it. Oh yeah, this was happening. Like, no, don't be no Johnny come lately line, nigga. Like, I needed you to speak up when this shit was happening 10, 15 years ago.
And then, like, I treat Diddy like this Dwight Howard shit. If Diddy had freaking niggas and shit, and he having, like, freak-offs and wilding out, that's his business. Yo, if he want to come out, let him come out. Don't right. come out for him.
Right.
I don't like that shit. If somebody feel the need to express their sexuality publicly, let them do that on their own accord.
Right.
We can't be the ones to do it for them.
Right.
And make sure your phone's still moving. I keep telling you that. Oh. But I see other people like, hey, yo, I don't like messy men. I don't like that shit. I don't like messy niggas. That's real homo to me.
Right.
Like, 50 Cent, he came into the game as like a gangster.
Right.
A thug, like a real G.
Right.
Like, I got shot and everything. He made fun of Ja Rule for singing.
Singing, yeah, and he started doing shit.
Then 50 started doing it.
Right.
50 called Diddy gay all the time. Like, Diddy say some suspect shit. I seen 50 wear them fucking bra tops. them G-Unit tank tops look like bra tops. Like, I can't stand a messy nigga. Like, that's real feminine. You can't tell nobody, you can't call nobody gay when you doing feminine work.
Right.
That's too much estrogen in your body. You too big for that. Pause.
Like he just be fucking with that nigga. I didn't even know him and Diddy didn't even like each other until I found out he was fucking his baby mama.
50 don't like nobody with money. Like, if somebody getting more money than him,
right,
he don't like that shit. Like, he takes shots at everybody who getting money or try to discredit everybody who getting money. Diddy richer than him, so he coming at Diddy. Jay richer than him. Jay don't mention 50 name ever. Like,
Not in 20 years since the fucking Summer Jam shit.
In the money talk,
right,
or the hip-hop relevance talk, 50 is so far under Jay-Z, it's not funny. He is so far under Jay-Z. Like, I'm closer to 50 than he is to Jay-Z. And I ain't got a single. I ain't got a hit. I ain't sell an album. Like, the gap between me and 50 is closer than him and Jay-Z.
Right.
But he takes shots. And it kind of get annoying now. Like, you a grown man. Like, let some beef die. Especially, like he do shit with Ja Rule all the time. And I know you're not built like that with Ja Rule. It's not on site because y'all two was on a plane together.
Right.
And nothing happened. So, if it was that much animosity, it'd be on site when you see me.
Right.
I don't like a trolling man. Like, 50 a messy ass nigga. He too big for that. Pause. Like, that's not cool.
I see if he was like a young nigga, like if he was 22, 23. I see them niggas doing shit like that. Nah, this nigga.
He in his late 40s.
Yeah. Like, bro, you gotta let that shit go. Like, I understand you hate Ja Rule. Just don't talk about the nigga at all. No. Somebody ask you about him. Like, I don't know him like that.
That nigga hates everybody.
Like, just don't talk about these niggas.
But if you gonna hate niggas, I hate niggas. Be a real nigga with your hate. Shit. Don't be messy with your hate. So, I mean, apparently, you know, his BM was fucking Diddy.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. As an upgrade, like... like I thought 50 was rich. And he got money, but he like worth like 40 million, which is a lot of money.
Right.
But it's not Diddy money.
Like, yeah.
Like Diddy just settled for 30 million. That's how you know how rich Diddy is. He settled with Cassie for 30 million. Right. That's how rich. If you settle for 30 million, nigga, you balling.
Shit.
Like, Diddy can't no freak offs with 50 money. He can't do the nasty shit he want to do with 50 money. He ain't got enough. Like, 50 one bad summer away from being broke.
Like, I this nigga, some of that shit, I guess that's a part of his brand now, being petty like that. So, if he try to be mature and let it go, people going to be like, oh, they ain't fucking with 50 no more. Because, you know, he ain't making the music no more, so he ain't got that.
I thought the nigga was shooting guns and shit.
The fucking TV show is starting to fall off. Because BMF ass.
Ass.
They canceling the Tyreek Power shit.
That was the only good shit.
So, and then he was supposed to do some shit with ABC. I think that shit never came through. I think it fell apart for whatever reason. So, I guess the internet trolling keeping him relevant. So, that's all they got now.
Man. I don't know what happened, but he took a shot at Stevie J.
He was talking about Diddy. Diddy was sticking up for Stevie J.
Oh.
Yeah, he still fuck with all the bad boy niggas.
No, he said something about Stevie because Stevie was like, let's catch the fade. Like, Stevie J wanted to fight him. He was like, let's catch a fair one. He like, fuck, Stevie J said, fuck all that talking, let's fight. Because you know, in Lil Rod's suit,
yeah,
he mentioned, did he fuck Stevie J? No, Stevie J was fucking men.
Oh.
And he showed a picture of a porn star who's not Stevie J. They look a little similar,
right.
But that's not Stevie J.
Oh.
So, This was just fabricated all together. And 50 knows that porn star is not Stevie J, but he wanted to throw Stevie J in there. So Stevie J, like, let's catch the fair one. It's whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see Stevie J winning that fight, but I mean.
50 used to be Golden Gloves. I don't know. He might be washed
now. 50 ain't beating me up, man. Fuck off. I don't care how cool this nigga is. I'll beat the shit off 50 Cent. Like, I'm sorry, but nigga who gets shot not shooting back does not scare me. Like, nigga, you're a victim. Like, stop trying to be a tough guy. You're a victim. Nigga is shooting you repeatedly. Go kill that nigga. Some of the nigga died. But yeah, you didn't kill him. Let a nigga shoot me and I live. I'm putting that nigga in the grave. But he tough. Nigga lighting his ass up every week. Boom, got him again. Got him again.
That's why people say they want to fight with you. I ain't fighting no nigga who got shot 9 times. I seen people say that in the comment section under that Stevie J post.
If all you hear about him is getting attacked, like I heard him and Ja Rule, a guy that mentioned Ja Rule beat him up.
Yeah,
the room at the Hit Factory, Ja Rule beat him up. Fuck, what's his face? Stabbed him, old black child stabbed him.
Black child stabbed him, yeah.
Like, he's always getting beat up and attacked. But he the tough guy. Man, get the fuck out of here, dog. Man, start this pod, nigga. Yo, Mike. Start the pod in 3, 2, 1.
R.I.P. to the competition.
R.I.P. to the fucking competition.
Funeral. Yeah.
What up, people?
I got him.
Episode 148.
Shout out to my enemies. Shout out my competitors. Shout out to my mini me's. I hope you do better, bro. Better me, better you.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Shout out to the followers.
Oh, y'all about to get this fab now. Big up to the haters. We both like this song, so it's about to run.
Big in y'all love to make you feel a
little bigger.
Big up to the fake niggas from a real nigga. Fake niggas help you recognize a real nigga.
I don't think we let a song play this long. Let it go.
I'm a nigga anyhow. Closet looking like I opened up a Vinny Styles. Bitches say we are the best.
How y'all people doing, man? I appreciate y'all being with us.
Yeah. Street fitted in the game. Yeah. At you like a Twitter name. Same place I see him, same place.
What a hook at.
We speak Guapanese, come see what we talking about. Holla at your homie, holla at your dog. Looking for the competition, holla at the mall. Once I say hi to her, she gon' say bye to her. If looks could kill, then my style might body her.
I cut it. Man, what's good? We get carried away when we start a pod with Fab. But welcome to episode 148 of the TMI podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. You know us. We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. And y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with me and Fresh. We forever grateful. You know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nicky. Will it stick around just in case y'all forgot? They've been trying to stop the wave, but the wave don't stop. But the wave don't stop. We got the underdog, Mike Fresh. These are the love of the underdogs on top. And I'm going to shine, homie, until my heart stops. Say, man, I think when you had the Kendrick drop, we used to call you the GOAT, Mike Fresh. Yeah. And now you're the underdog. I hope you pick a drop for next season and stick with it. Because you started off trash.
Oh.
That photo shoot, Fresh, I wasn't liking it. Like, the first time I heard it was fire. Then after about four times, you got to get rid of that shit. So I started off with mine was you might have some, but you need a real one. I like it, but it wasn't getting me hyped enough.
Right.
Yo, but let's get it started, man. Mental health check, bro. How your week was?
My week was good. No one went back to work this week, so them niggas was missing me, of course. So got back into the flow of things.
Yeah, niggas missing you?
No, Diddy. Oh Lord. I was fussing with niggas yesterday about that. Like, me and this nigga talking about football. So I was like, I came down and I was talking about how I used to be blocking Maurice at practice. I used to come down the line and grab this nigga and hold him, and he used to get mad. So he like, whoa, what you talking about? I'm like, nigga, you played football, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Me and him having a conversation about
I ain't never grabbed a nigga in my life.
So you ain't never had to hold a nigga when you play football? You ain't never to come down and set the edge?
I can block. I ain't never grabbed a nigga in my life.
So how you block then if you don't use your hands, nigga? And you don't grab?
I ain't never grabbed a nigga in my life.
Get the fuck out.
I blocked a nigga before.
Nigga, this dog. Nigga, I'm not saying no Diddy. I'm not saying pause. And me and you having a conversation. And you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. If you say, hey, bro, what you had for breakfast? And I'd be like, that sausage I had was good. Oh, sausage. No, I'm not saying no fucking no Diddy.
Yes, you are.
I ain't saying pause. No, I'm not. Nigga, we talking about breakfast.
Bro.
So what the fuck? Like, no.
No, you a wild, freaky, nasty ass.
No, nigga, if we talking about breakfast and I say sausage, what the fuck you eat with breakfast, nigga?
Pause.
Get the fuck out.
I'm gonna say sausage. Pause.
I'm not doing it.
That's you.
Fuck y'all niggas.
I'm straight.
No pause. Fuck y'all niggas. Nah, I ain't saying that shit every time. Listen to fucking what that nigga name is, Jonah Lucas. That nigga said pause 800 times in his interview. Pause. Pause. I'm like, nigga, I can't even hear what the fuck you saying. You saying pause every 2 seconds. Shut the fuck up. Like, damn, that shit get on my nerve, nigga.
I'm a part of the pause culture.
Fuck.
If somebody say something remotely homosexual, I'm going to hit you with a no homo or a pause.
Hey, what you did this week, nigga? Fuck.
I took a test Tuesday to get licensed to, like, made to sell insurance now.
Right.
So, I passed my test, obviously.
That's what's up.
I was outside this week. went to open mic night Wednesday with Robin. It was dope. I had to leave her, though. Like, now I got bedtime, nigga. Oh, yeah, man. Like, it's getting late. I got to go. The last night, one of the John friends had a party on the West Bank at like a little hole in the wall bar.
Right.
So I was there. Wasn't my cup of tea. Yeah. I said, bro, like, I don't like being the bougie party goer, but I like places with dress codes and metal detectors and like good looking people who are dressed nice. I don't like being around niggas.
Yeah, white tea ganging up.
But oh man, but that dope. He performed too. Somebody performed. Like. And it got me thinking about that little open mic night I went to with Robin. Yo, we got to stop being friendly. Oh, we got to bring back booing niggas. Like, some people were singing, and I was grooving to it. It was nice. But one nigga did some poetry. I don't know why.
They were snapping? No. They ain't doing snapping? I thought they'd be doing that shit in real life. I seen it on TV shows and movies, but...
Well, no, I seen snapping, but this nigga poem was so trash. I turned it to the old B. I started talking like, man, this nigga gotta go. This nigga garbage.
You said that all out?
I mean, he didn't hear me, but the people in the audience heard me. Because they were laughing away. And Robin tried to be nice. She like, yeah, he is kind of poo. Like, nah, this nigga garbage, man. He's mad shitty. This poem is trash. He putting everybody to sleep.
Like, Mike, do me a favor. Boo that nigga.
Like, we had to boo that nigga. Shit.
What you saying, partner? What you saying? Oh, that shit would have been funny. He would have heard what the fuck you said, dog.
I told that nigga. So he got booed and beat up. I could work with these like Hercules. Niggas forget.
In a minute, look at it like they are like, who the fuck said that?
No. Like, we got to bring back artist development too. Because I see a lot of artists doing shows and shit, but they don't know how to perform. Like, this shit, they got the song playing over the speaker, and they just got a mic rapping over it. Dog, right. It's not a good performance. Y'all got to work on that shit.
Ain't that what A&R is supposed to do? Ain't that supposed to be like artist development or some shit?
They got rid of that in the music industry now. Because they used to sign people and develop you before they put you out.
Yeah.
Out. But now they sign people off like Instagram or something. Like, right. If you got a buzz, they're lazy. They don't discover people no more. Artists don't even need labels no more. Because a label sees you popping on Instagram, they going to sign you.
Right.
Like, if you pop it on Instagram, you don't even need the artist. You can go independent.
Right.
All right. Like, some of this shit, I don't know. Because artists, labels don't do anything anymore. They just take your money.
Pretty much.
They just take your money.
That's all they do.
Because it used to be, they develop you and build your fan base. Now you come with a fan base already.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Man, let's talk about what's going on in the world, man. I think the biggest thing happened this week. Super tragic. The Francis Scott Key's Bridge in Baltimore collapsed.
Yeah.
That's the most scary movie type shit.
Right, because I didn't even know they were talking about it. I'm like, damn, what the fuck this shit happened? But it happened in the middle of the fucking night, pretty much. So I went to bed, and then when I woke up the next morning, it was talking about it on the radio, and it was all on social media. So I'm like, damn, somebody blew a fucking bridge collapse, and I ain't hear about that shit, because I thought it happened the day before. But it just happened like maybe 4 hours before I got up. That shit crazy. Like, you saw the video?
Yeah, I watched it.
Wow, them fucking tanker boats, them bitches so big. People like, oh, it was an inside job, and why the boat didn't turn? Like,
the boat lost power. The
power, I know it is.
So you can't control something.
It's just floating. That's all, pretty much. Yeah, it's just floating.
You can't
send out the Mayday to warn the people on the bridge, but at that point it was too late. They couldn't really do nothing about it.
They got people with, like, some conspiracy theorists. On like, all right, let me, before I get into this, like, every Thursday, I think, friend of the show, Deonica, she do like a news show with this little group. I think it's Legacy or whatever. Right. They do it on Instagram Live, and I try to peep it out because I'm a fan of her.
Right.
Damn. I do try to peep it out because I like seeing what she does, because I think she's a star.
Right.
However, that show is terrible. Like, it's super boring. Like, it's bad. It's not because of her. I don't like her co-host.
Right.
I mean, nigga, some goofy ass, dweeb ass nigga, boring as a motherfucker. But they was talking about the bridge collapsing, and I guess they was talking about conspiracy theories and shit. And I cut it off because I don't like hearing shit like that when people lost lives.
Right.
Like, we got to have some kind of couth and tact when talking about these situations. a bunch of people died. Like,
and then it was impossible. If that water was as cold as I think they said it was, like 38 degrees, some shit like that, them people died within minutes. Like, they couldn't even save them. They didn't have a chance. Because when you can't sit in cold water for a certain amount of time or you're going to catch hypothermia. At the very most, they could have saved them and they probably would have had to cut off some of their toes and fingers or a hand or some shit. That was the best case scenario. Because it happened in the middle of the night and it being so pitch black out there, they couldn't see them.
I think they said the water was 47 degrees, which is cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
But you can...
Yeah, you can survive that. That's better.
You can survive. You can survive about maybe like 10-15 minutes in that water.
Yeah.
Because I think you get 5 minutes, like, you know, ice. If ice breaks, you go underground in ice water, you get about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You got about 5 minutes. So you got about 10, 15, 20 minutes in 40 degree water.
Right. The Coast Guard would have had already been there and instantly jumped in the water and saved them for them people to have a chance. So, like, that's the fucked up part. Like, all this conspiracy theory shit, like, not, like that shit wasn't planned.
Like, some shit I ain't trying to hear when people die. I just ain't trying to hear because they families don't want to hear that shit. I feel sorry for them. And that's always my feel. Like, when I go, I always still, like, before this happened, when I'm riding across a bridge, I'm thinking about what's going to happen if the bridge break. So, I can't swim.
Me neither.
So, I can escape the car. They got your little head rest. That pops open.
Yeah.
You break the window. It actually supposed to break the back window. He's supposed to break that. It pops right out.
Right.
So I can escape a car, but for what?
Nigga. Right. Especially
I'm gonna do this and hope I float.
Like, you gonna be? They always say if you relax, your body gonna float naturally. But if you in a situation like that, ain't no relaxing, nigga. I'm in high panic mode. I'm in a car underwater. If I manage to get out this bitch, I gotta. Oh, think in my head. Okay, Mike, you gotta relax. Mike, you gotta relax. Mike, you gotta relax. Nigga, no, I'm gonna be panicking. Shit.
I think I might learn to swim, though. I think I can.
I mean, yeah,
I can do this. You can and make it.
Yeah,
and kick my feet.
If you got a little bit of form in you, you can kick your way up to the top and kind of and hopefully they got some kind of debris up there. You could grab onto that and hopefully somebody see your ass floating in the top of that shit because it's pitch black out there. Especially once them lights on that bridge went out. Once that bridge collapsed, the lights went out. So they had to get a helicopter and hopefully they see your ass floating on top of the water and somebody drop down to take your ass out. Like, but that conspiracy bullshit, like, no, if somebody want to do something, they're not going to do it in the middle of the fucking night when they got fucking one or two cars on the bridge, dumbass. Like, it's common sense, bro. Like, you could have a conspiracy theory, at least make it a good one that makes sense. Fuck.
Yeah. They interviewed the mayor, the B-born mayor. It's a young cat.
Yeah.
Look kind of like you with a bush. Like, and, boy, they asked the dumbest question. Nigga asked that boy, when you think the bridge going to be, renovations to the bridge going to be made?
No renovation. They got to build a new bridge.
Like, like he upset because we will be trying to find these.
Right.
They got the divers trying to find these people. Even if they dead, at least their family got a body.
Right.
I mean, that's somewhat of a silver lining.
I mean, you get closure.
But some people are so insensitive to the fact.
Like, people stupid, though. They so fucking stupid. Like, you worrying about the bridge. Like, it's been like a couple hours. Oh, you think the bridge is going to be operational again? I'd have went, what? That would have been the end of the interview, though. I would have walked away.
I'd have said, suck my dick. That's why I
would have walked away, because I would have walked away before I said something like that.
Can I be mayor? Yo, when America run? Because I want to be mayor.
I'd have just had to walk away, though. Like, asking me that dumbass question, bro.
Like, I guess while we on, like, politics, we talked about the mayor in Baltimore, your man Big T selling Bibles. You saw that?
Yeah.
Damn, this nigga hustle.
Crazy, though. He got a crazy hustle, dog.
Nigga selling God Bless America Bibles for $59.
Yes.
How much a Bible cost regular?
Oh, shit. The last time I bought a Bible, it was like $4. It's probably way more than that now. This was before Katrina, nigga. Like,
I got a Bible. My dad and stepmom gifted me a Bible. Like, I think I was like 18 or something, 19. I still got it. It's a nice Bible. I should read it.
I still had it. That was one of the few things that survived in our house. Like, the Bible was clean. Like, they ain't have no mold on it or nothing.
Nah, that boy got
it. Like, I ain't questioning. I just picked it up, took it with me, and because it was one of them new translator, the kinds with they didn't have that Bible talking. It was like regular words.
Oh, I need one of them Bibles.
Yeah, that's
because I don't like reading. Thou shall
it. Yeah, it wasn't like that. Yeah, it was translated, so it was like regular English. That bit was clean.
I do want to get closer to God. I was thinking about my mortality earlier. Like, I'm not good chief physically. And I was thinking about how life gonna be if I'm dead and shit, like the afterlife, stuff like that. I kinda got a little emotional. Just thinking about what happens when you're gone and shit. I'm like, I think I'm a good human being. I think I'm a great individual.
Right.
But does God see me like I see myself?
That's a good question. That's a great question, as a matter of fact. When I think about mortality, I think about, selfishly, I don't want to lose none of y'all. Because I don't think I could be able to handle like another. I know our parents, we're going to outlive our parents if it's God will.
I probably won't outlive my parents.
Shit.
If I don't get a transplant, I'm not going to outlive my parents. That's not going to happen. I should be straight, but shit happens.
Right. But I don't think I could handle another loss. Like, that shit'll be tough. Like, I don't think I'm more prepared for it now because I'm an adult. And I got to spend time with all y'all a good enough time where I have long-lasting memories. But it's just selfishly, I don't want to have to go through that shit again. I don't want to go to another funeral. I don't want to do none of that shit. Even though that's life. It happens.
Does happen.
Like, that's a part of the human nature. People born, people live, people die. But selfishly, I don't want to go through. I'd rather be the first. That's just me being selfish, though.
I kind of understand that. I'm about to change the subject, man. We on. Man, shout out to Big T, man. Like, he owed like so much millions of dollars.
400?
130? Nah, they changed it and now it's like 84 million or something.
It went down again?
Yeah. I think it went down to like 84 million. I'm not that invested in his story, so why didn't
he got it? He said he got it, he just don't want to pay it.
I mean, you ain't got no wants to play it. Once the government's subpoena you and seizing your assets, but I think they ruled it unconstitutional or something, so they lowered it.
Yeah, he got till, I forgot, May something, I think, to pay. He said he got it right now. He won't try to get it down to nothing because he feel like they just going after him just because.
I don't know. He ain't got it either. Like, niggas don't be having that kind of money liquid.
The man, I ain't about to question the man. The man said he got it. I ain't count that man pockets.
Nope. Niggas don't be having that kind of money liquid. They be having like that net worth of it because they got property and shit. Nigga don't run around with no 80 million liquid. Like, where you store that?
You don't think Jeff Bezos got 84 million liquid?
Nah.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, shit, I don't know. They be having like $70 million houses. That's like a part of your network. They be having like an island. That's a part of your network.
Ain't he the richest nigga in America now? Or Zuckerberg? Ain't he number one?
Not even close. Zuckerberg ain't close. It's Bezos. It's Bezos or Musk. They used to go back and forth. Zuckerberg not even close. That boy not a topic.
He was up. He was up there.
Nigga, Zuckerberg worth maybe like $10 million.
No, he was like second or third, something like that.
Until Amazon took off. It's between Elon Musk and Bezos.
Yeah, I'm talking about like American. Like Elon Musk is South African. That's why I'm not talking about that nigga.
Well, Jeff Bezos is so far ahead of that nigga. It's not close.
I thought he went down after the divorce.
I think Mark Zuckerberg closer to me. And he's the Jeff Bezos. That's how big the gap is. He's closer to me. That's a big ass gap, nigga.
I thought he had dropped down. Did his wife get like 400, something like that?
Nigga,
400 million, some shit like that?
No, his wife probably got like 80 billion.
80 billion? I know it was some crazy ass number.
That's how his money's so high that he don't feel it.
I know she got some crazy ass number because she started giving that shit out.
Something stupid. Yeah, you can't do nothing with that money.
She started giving it out.
Everybody lying outside my house. Get somebody, nigga. Come get somebody, nigga. Oh man. Thing about Trump and the Republican Party. How you feel about Candace Owens? Think she's trying to rebrand?
Of course she is. Them whiteys ain't fucking with her no more.
Well, now you see the black media platforms. I seen her do a sit down with Joe Budden. She did a sit down with the Breakfast Club.
Right.
I kind of don't fuck with this. A lot of things she say, it does make sense now.
Right.
But I can't overlook the things she said in the past.
Right.
Because I seen people, like, black people are so forgiving. That's why I do not like black people, dog.
You're right.
Like.
You're right.
I do. I make everything racy on this podcast. And I always talk about white people because it's funny. It's fun talking about them.
<You're> right.
But the one thing I like about white people is when they hate you, they stand ten toes down and they fucking hate you forever.
They stand on business, dog. When it comes to that hate shit, they stand on business when it comes to hate, dog.
Go find a racist white person. They gonna hate you, nigga. Yep. It's nothing gonna change their mind. Like
they can have cancer and be like, oh, you know, Obama found a cure for cancer. Well, he ain't been giving to us. He kept for himself because he fucking selfish.
You fucking nigger.
Yep.
Like when they hate all the way.
Yes.
Us, we hate for a little bit, then we bring you back. Yep. We love you now.
Especially if you're black. Ooh, like that. And every time somebody get in trouble when they black, if they ain't fuck with us when they was on top, they gonna fuck with us when they struggling. OJ did it. Candace Owens is doing it.
I'm never gonna forgive her. When George Floyd died and she was just victim shaming.
Yeah,
George Floyd was attacked. He was killed unnecessarily. I don't care what he did in the past. He could have been a drug. He could have been whatever. It's nasty when you bring somebody's past histories up in their death.
Right.
Especially when it's irrelevant to the topic. So, I mean, she said a lot of fucking shit negative to black culture. And now he's trying to accept her back. I peeped it out because when she was on The Breakfast Club, I'm looking at the comments in the shade room and shit. And black women. Oh, I agree with her. Yeah, she tell her like it is. Oh man, she said a lot of hurtful, derogatory things about the black culture. And she married old cracker ass nigga.
Yep.
And what she said on, I didn't watch this interview. I ignored, but she said you date and marry who you relate to, and I relate to him on an intellectual level.
Yeah, she said, you know, it ain't it's intellectual dating instead of based on race.
You couldn't find a nigga,
right?
So everybody black is stupid.
Exactly. Like, they don't have a million genius-level, intelligent-wise black men that's available for you to talk to on this planet.
Like,
they ain't got to be American. They could be Nigerian. They could be fucking Egyptian. Fuck, we got black people everywhere.
I'm pretty sure me and Candace Owens took an IQ test. I might score higher than her. People don't, know how smart I really am, when it comes to this stuff. I just passed this test. Without trying. I'm supposed to be studying. Not hopping on 2K. Out of here. Without trying, nigga.
People really think they'll look at you, hear you talk a certain kind of way, and be like, oh, this nigga kind of don't know what he doing. Or they look at what you do for a living. This nigga must not be that smart. No. And then they talk to you. I do that shit at work. I'll be like, well, why the fuck they just didn't do this? And you know, they always say, well, I don't know. Y'all didn't think about this. I'm thinking about this shit on the spot. Y'all don't think about this shit? What the fuck are y'all, what y'all doing in these meetings? If I'm coming up with this shit in a few seconds, y'all have meetings every week about this shit. Why the fuck nobody else don't say this shit? And they kind of look at me like, that. I don't know. What the fuck you mean you don't know? Shit.
When I used to be a manager, I feel funny saying. But I found it weird that problems that I solved instantly.
Right.
They was pondering over for so long. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? make a decision to roll with it, damn. Right.
Shit. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all be doing at these? That's why I can't come in on these meetings, because I'm gonna end up getting fired because I'm gonna call one of y'all stupid. And then if I get fired, then one of y'all got to fight me because I'm not going out the door easily. Because somebody owed me for all these years of service. Like a fade. That's my parting gift.
I don't know how your job works, but they should give you a severance package.
I don't want no severance package. I want a fade. I want a fight. I don't want no money. I want to beat somebody up.
I want the money.
Like, no. I want a fade and the money.
Like, I probably should have waited till I got fired from my job so I can get a severance package instead of quitting. But I say, fool, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I can't go back to no job. Like, well, I got to punch the clock and shit like that. I enjoy this freedom right here. Like, nigga, I work when I feel like working, nigga. Like,
that's why niggas don't like working, though.
I enjoy this freedom. Nah, I can't punch that clock no more. Pause. Punching the clock sound like punching a cock, so I had to pause it. Hey, fool, you heard about Lizzo?
She quit? She quit music? I read that right before you called me, told me to come downstairs. She quit?
Look like it.
I ain't hear about it in a minute, so I thought she would just, you know how musicians be, they just fall off for a while and then they just come back one day.
Hey, yo. Yo, the whole world criticizing and crucifying Diddy. But Lizzo was forcing her workers to eat bananas that came off somebody's pussy.
Somebody said, y'all don't feel bad about bullying Lizzo and the quit music. And everybody said, no.
Like, I'm going to give Lizzo credit because she makes good songs, I think. Like, the song I heard was a hit.
Yeah.
That's how I go. Yeah, that's it. That was a smash. But she always did clown shit, so I never fuck with her.
Like when she had her ass out at the liquor game.
Her ass always out. Like, so, and then when I heard about how she, we can't prove this, but they had lawsuits, how she treated her workers bad.
Yeah, she was fat shaming and shit like that.
And she was making them, like, go out and party, and they was going to, they was in Amsterdam, like, at the sex shows, and trying to force them to eat bananas out of somebody's pussy. Not eating no pussy banana. Nigga, out of stripper?
That's wild, son.
Hey, bro, you not nasty. You got to be to put your mouth on a stripper or anything. And I know niggas that be eating stripper coochie. Like you are nasty. I'm not stripper shaming. I fuck with strippers. But I ain't licking your coochie. Like, you could dance on me. I might smack your ass. But I am not putting my mouth anywhere on you. That's nasty. All right, if she that friendly, let a nigga lick her. Like, she danced 4 days a week.
I mean, you know the nigga's rationale.
So they got... She getting licked by 30 niggas a day.
They rationality, she only fucking with me like that because I'm that nigga. That's their
I'm not licking no.
That's how they reason it. She ain't doing that with them other niggas. She just danced for them.
And stripper pussy, it all smell the same. like strawberry body glitter or something, like body spray.
You said that like it's like strawberry stink.
But no, I don't like. Like, stripper body spray be smelling hella cheap. Like, it don't smell good. Like, it don't stink, but it's just, like cheap.
Shit. Man, they bully Lizzo into retirement, dog.
Hey, Lizzo, why don't you come on this podcast? You can tell your story. However, you got to wear pants. You're not putting your bare ass on this sofa. Cause I know you don't wipe good either. your boy. I don't know this nigga name. I don't know his name, but he went viral for saying I ain't fresh or something. Fresh.
Oh yeah, the old nigga who been going around getting free clothes and shit.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, them girls was, like trying to clown him, but he was at Jack in the Box. He wasn't at, like, a fancy spot. Like, he wasn't at like a like Club Live or something where you gotta get fresh.
Right.
He had like a polo shirt, a polo, some jeans.
Some jeans and some New Balance.
Some New Balance. Like, right. I don't think he was fresh, but he wasn't bummy. He just had a, he had a I'm going to Jack in the Box outfit.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't fresh, so you saying I ain't fresh. I mean, you like a regular nigga to me.
Like, he just, he, that's, he was casual. Like, he, like, yeah, he went to Walmart or some shit. Like that's regular clothes.
Yeah, I mean, them hoes were clowning them, like.
I mean, that's what young people do, though. They think, they clown you for dumb shit. That's why I don't know why people talk to young people like that.
Because their titties sit up. Everything's still tight and everything's set up.
Not them, not the ones he was talking to. You seen that little rough looking bitch?
Nah, I see that. I just saw that nigga with jacket boxing
found,
his head.
They found one of them. Yeah, but she, I don't know if she a stud or not. She looked like one, though. And, she not one of the clean studs either. Like, she one of them dirty ones. Some of them studs be fresh as hell with the polos and shit.
Hold up, man. I'm gonna do a gay test right now. Would you fuck a stud?
That's a girl. Why wouldn't I fuck one?
That's a no question. Would you fuck a stud?
Yes.
Man, you gay.
How is that gay?
Fucking, are you
a
fucking gay?
So fucking a girl is gay?
The chick dressed like a nigga, and she looked real manly. You a fucker. You gay as a motherfucker. Nigga, you gay as a motherfucker.
Okay, when she take that shirt off and them titties pop out.
I won't be in a situation because I'm not fucking no man. Or no girl that wants to be a man. You fucking gay. All right, nigga, you homo. I see why you don't say pause. You want that sausage, don't you?
Man, okay. They don't have no dicks, dumbass.
Man. Yeah. If a chick dressed like a nigga and looks like a nigga, sometimes they had a nigga haircuts and everything. Nah, I don't give a fuck how pretty you are. Out them clothes, nigga. You nigga to me. So that's gay to me. You was a faggot. I shouldn't even say the word faggot because it's offensive. I take faggot back. That's a fun word though, faggot. Like, that word is fun.
You miss being able to say it unchecked.
Like, I don't care about being politically correct. I don't like offending people unnecessarily. Because if a faggot called me a nigga, I got a problem. So, I ain't gonna say faggot, but like.
You said I ain't gonna say it, but I'm gonna keep saying it.
It's a fun word. Like, some words are fun. Like, I can't stop saying nigga. It's fun.
Like, you say cracker all the time.
I gotta say cracker. If I don't say cracker, I'm gonna say honky. But cracker sound better. I gotta go with cracker all the time. Crack ass crackers. Yeah. We talk about, oh yeah, F that ain't I ain't fresh nigga. But he wound up getting a clothing deal.
From my LRG.
Yeah. The clothes he picked out wasn't fresh either though. I was siding with this nigga. Like, the past 2 weeks I've been siding with him. But now I can't. Like, he's not fresh.
That's how he dressed though, like.
But he dressed, I mean, that's not like fly. Like, I don't see this nigga and be like, ooh, damn. He giving it to him.
I think people just trying to boost his confidence because they were like, oh, he's so hurt in the video. Like, I wish y'all niggas supported us like that. Nigga, I'm hurt too.
What he hurt for? He a grown ass man. Right. Bitch, take your old ass home, nigga. Nigga older than me.
Like, I wouldn't even stop and talk to them like that anyway. I don't give a fuck about what you young bitches talking about.
Like, bitch, what you gonna tell me? I look bad? You sucking my dick or not? You know how rude I am?
Hey, he's in the, I don't look good. Nigga, go home and eat your fucking Jack in the Box, nigga. And your food getting cold. That's not the most pressing issue. Look, you trying to, you out there fishing for compliments.
Oh. I told my food, but I had oysters earlier. Yeah,
like, fried or boiled?
A charbroiled. Yeah, charbroiled. Like, you know, Taylor, who was on here.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga have oysters like every fucking day. I keep seeing her eating oysters. So I'm like, fuck, I'm tweaking for oysters. So I went to the spot on Bourbon Seafood House.
Yeah.
Fucking the biggest and best oysters I've ever had in my life. Them bitches were popping. I gotta go back. I gotta go back. I had some redfish.
I know, yeah, the redfish is good. Yeah, I think that's what they most known for, the redfish. Everybody always tell me when they go there, they get the redfish.
That's what I got. I got redfish and I got oysters. Them bitches was popping. I might go tomorrow and get some oysters. Nigga, them bitches was popping, nigga. I'm like, damn, this is big.
I don't fuck with oysters like that. I hear, if I'm going to eat them, I'm going to eat them fried. I can't eat them while they all slimy and all that nasty shit.
And like the texture of it.
Yeah, I'll probably vomit. I ain't even gonna lie. I already know you gonna throw up if I throw up.
Oh, I'ma throw up.
No, you is.
I'ma throw up, nigga.
That's why I don't even fuck with it.
Ain't I ain't fresh, man. Man, I'm happy for you, bro. Like, you turned that negative to a positive. I love seeing shit like that. I like, dog, we should have more positivity in the world. Like, we are so negative about everything.
I mean, that's what gets most attention. If you put something positive online, nigga, you're going to get a few, unless it's got something to do with a baby, like a smiling baby, that's people like that shit. But anything dealing with adult positivity, hell no, people don't want to see that shit.
Shit. You ever be like looking at Instagram stuff and like start crying?
I mean, for like kids stuff.
Yeah.
Something to do with people's parents, shit like that.
Like when I see like kids happy or like like dogs doing something cute, I'd be crying. Like, I'm so pussy, I cry a lot, nigga. Like, I see kids smiling. Like, I'm never gonna forget that video when the black kid, he thought his dad forgot his birthday, and his dad was like, "Oh man, go in the trunk." And he had like the baseball stuff in there because he played baseball. The little kid just crying, and I'm fucking crying along with it. I'm just crying, like I'm boohooing. Damn, I cry a lot.
I saw a video earlier with, I guess the dude was combing his daughter's hair. He put the bow in her head, and she just cheesed up because he gassing her up. And she's got the biggest smile on her face. I'm like, it made me want kids until I realized the motherfuckers shit on themselves and they expensive.
You shit on yourself?
Nah.
You sure?
I'm positive, nigga. You didn't hear nothing about me, nigga. I heard you. I don't even finish it.
Hold on, you said no story.
I said don't even start.
Oh, all right.
Don't even start. Don't even finish
your story.
No. And you ain't never heard me shitting on myself, nigga.
Oh, shit. But,
this nigga's telling them. Boy, and people believe your stupid ass too when you tell them fucking stories on here. Shit.
I know about this. Yo, Well, I do this. Sometimes I go on our Instagram page, the TMI page, and look at old clips of us.
Yeah.
Say, nigga, we like we are hilarious. Like, a lot of shit, like some shit be like stupid funny.
Unexpectedly, too.
I go back and look at a lot of old clips just cause, I be dying laughing.
Of course, would you say last week you the funniest man on the planet?
I think I could be. But I don't get the love like I should. Oh. Some Arab nigga. I think he Arab American or something. I don't know. He a YouTuber. You heard about him getting kidnapped or some shit?
Stupid ass trying to interview that barbecue dude. I forgot. I don't know if that's his nickname.
I didn't know this shit was real. This shit sound mad staged.
Yeah, it's dude.
And I don't like sounding heartless, but like if you want to interview like one of the most notorious gangsters, you deserve whatever happens to you.
They said they released him 2 hours later.
Nah, I mean, I'm not say, bro, I'm not about to go interview. I can't think of nobody that's bad, but like I'm not gonna interview Al-Qaeda right now. I'm not gonna do it.
Right,
I'm not. I'm not gonna go interview fucking Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Especially going to their place.
Right.
You gotta come here. You gotta come here. I gotta be prepared. Gotta have guns everywhere. You know, just under every sofa cushion, everywhere.
People do anything for clout, dog.
I don't want to interview that much.
Right.
Like, that shit wild.
Like, either it's wild that he just totally lied about it, or it's wild that he actually went over there like a dumbass. And hopefully they did. If he did do it, the dude was like, if we kill this white boy, the Americans gonna come over here and fuck us up. So they just let his ass go.
Kill that white boy. He not that important, nigga. That ain't Joe Biden, son.
I mean, but you know how.
That ain't Tom Hanks,
you
nigga.
That is about white Americans overseas.
Oh, they ain't Tom Hanks, nigga. See. Tom Hanks would have sent the cavalry. Oh. That YouTuber could die. Let Tom Hanks get caught up. I might go fight for Tom Hanks myself.
Stupid ass.
That's Forrest Gump, nigga. We gotta get him.
As much as people love Tom Hanks, they hate his son just as much as they love
Tom Chet.
Yeah, people hate him. It's equal. The love people have for Tom Hanks is the hate they have for Chet.
I don't hate Chet.
People hate this nigga.
He a goofy nigga. Yeah. He a clown, but
people hate him, dog.
Niggas don't use a celebrity right. If I was Tom Hanks, I'm fucking bitches all the time.
He do, but he like black girls.
I'm talking about I'm fucking bitches all the time. I'm wildin'. I'm talking about I'm going to fucking restaurants. I'm Tom Hanks, some move, man. Nigga, I'm sitting here. Get him up. Get him up. I'm sitting here. You know my dad's Tom Hanks, right? Tom Hanks. He played in Castaway.
He probably do be doing all that dumb shit. That's probably why everybody hate his ass. He an asshole.
But I feel bad. He gonna do that shit to me. Get him up. Then I'ma put him to sleep.
Oh shit. Like famous people be going to certain places. I be like, I don't know how the fuck niggas just be like, I'm not scared of your entourage, nigga, because you got four hood niggas with you. I don't give a fuck about these niggas. Like they be going in places and bullying niggas.
I keep a gun on me. Like I'm not even nervous. Like it could be 20 niggas. I don't be nervous at all. Like I be straight. Like
some of y'all niggas gone. Y'all might get me, but I'm taking a few of y'all niggas with me too.
Especially in New York, like I can't fly, but I drove to New York. I'm gonna feel good because a lot of niggas don't like hood niggas carry, but a lot of niggas don't carry in New York because their gun laws are so strict.
Right.
A lot of them keep pokers on them.
Right.
Like nigga put a knife on me. Look at that boy. Are you sure? Yeah, bro, I'm from the south. You know exactly. Like, boy, New York. Well, they gun laws are strict as a motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah. It used to be automatic 5 years you get caught with one. It's still like that?
I don't know, but I know, I don't even know you guys out to register one. You got to keep them busy.
Yeah, you got to get, I think you got to go through the police to get a gun license. That's why only like politicians and shit got one. Because they got connections.
I think niggas go to Jersey and get them and then come to New York or something.
But you still can't bam cross state lines, though.
Oh yeah, I mean you can call you. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, but YouTuber,
stupid ass, went over there fucking with them people for an interview.
Whatever happens to you happens. In the famous words of Ivan Drago, if he dies, he dies. But since we talking about that kidnap shit, they had a BR woman trying to kidnap a baby in the hospital. I'm glad they caught her.
See, me too. I heard about that. That shit happened a few years ago too. Well, it happened. It used to happen all the time, but it kind of died down for COVID because you know people just couldn't be in the hospital like that no more. You had to if you wasn't there to get like seen, you couldn't be in the hospital. But I guess they must have loosened up the restrictions again. That's how she got in there. Or she was there for something else.
No, she was She was casing the joint. She was in there every day trying to say she was making excuses like I'm coming to see my nephew or something like that.
Yeah.
So they was like, what's the nephew? What's his name? What's the room number? So she pretended to be on the phone and she just scampered away. You know, she was trying to kidnap a baby because she told a nigga that she was pregnant for him. That was his baby or some shit.
So she thought she was going to go up to the maternity ward. Go in there, take a baby, and walk out. And
yeah.
Nobody wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah. But the dude was suspicious about it. So he alerted the authorities. And authorities already had it up because I think the nurses alerted them too or something.
Yeah.
That's how she got caught.
She was white?
Black lady.
Black lady? Damn. Like, oh, come on, black people. That's some lifetime movie shit.
I wonder how much jail time they get.
Probably, that's kidnapping charge. So
that's like... conspiring to kidnap.
Oh, she never touched the baby?
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's different. Shit.
I still would give her 3 years.
Yeah, it's something low like that, like a few years.
Nah. I mean, if I'm the judge, that's why they couldn't make me judge. I mean, how you be a judge? You got to go to law school or something? I ain't doing
that.
Yeah. How you be honorary judge? Like, make me a judge.
You can't be honorary judge. You got to have a law degree and you got to run for office. It's elected.
All right. Spot. I can run and win, but how do I get past without going to law school?
You gotta take. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Can I take the bar without going to law school?
That's a good question. I'm about to say that. I don't know if you can.
I can pass the bar. I'm like, if you give me a week to study, I'm gonna pass the bar. Like, I don't know I'm
doing. You can take the bar without having to go to law school. We got to Google that.
We got to Google that because I'm gonna pass the bar and I'm gonna be a judge. And oh, y'all gonna hate me. That bitch getting 20 years.
You can't give somebody that excessive amount of time because they just gonna peel it. And get it reduced.
Well, I'm gonna give a 50 years and peel it to 20.
Yeah, unless you be an appellate judge, and then that's who, like, they got judges that's just they just do appeals.
How you know about all this? What you a snitch or something?
I watch a lot of a nigga Law and Order is like damn near the only show I watch, pretty much.
Now you a snitch.
And I got family members in the law, the justice system, nigga. What?
You was a snitch.
If I was a snitch, I would have dimed you out for a long time ago for all this shit that you did.
Being a real nigga.
Yes. And I'm not a real nigga, so I would have been ratted you. I would have been hating. I'm a hating ass non-real nigga, so I would have ratted you out. And as you say, I ain't a real nigga anyway. Fuck.
Yo, what about I say? I said, bro, you know, like, in life, every time somebody doing something, that would like take their phone out and record it. I don't do that.
That's probably why our social media don't be popping like this shit. I don't even remember. I guess because we ain't grow up like that. It don't even be occurring to me to, oh, this nigga Nick over there dancing his ass off. Let me get a.
No, we didn't grow up like that, but people from our generation do that.
I know, but they focus on that. Like, they made it a priority. Instead of just enjoying the moment, because that's what I be big on. I'm just having fun with my niggas. Like, I don't be, oh, let me get a video of these niggas.
Like,
I think about that shit after it's over with.
People probably don't think I've been to places I've been or do things I do because my phone's never out. I never snap it up ever.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at Dre, which pissed me off because every time he do something, like, oh, I'm doing this. Like, nigga, live your life. Like, the last event I went to was that concert.
Yeah. I didn't even know you had went. See,
yeah, like Drake and Drake and Cole.
Yeah,
nigga, I went to the concert. I had great seats, nigga. Like really fucking.
And everybody around you like this, huh?
Does y'all do the same thing? But she don't post it for social media. She just like pull her phone off for memories, I guess.
Yeah,
but like most people do it for social media,
right?
Or like, every time somebody go to a restaurant, let me film this food and shit. I don't. I eat a lot. I go to nice restaurants. I fine dine a lot.
Right.
I thought about like how I never pull my phone out for anything, but the world around me always has their phone out.
That's crazy.
My phone be in my hands a lot. Yeah. I be on that bitch.
I be on that bitch. I don't be taking pictures and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I don't do all that shit.
Right. Like, I remember when me and Robin went to Destin, I think I checked in on Facebook. So niggas was like, Mike went on a vacation? Like, nigga was making a big deal about that shit. Like this nigga don't never do nothing. All you do is work. Nigga, you actually stop going to work?
All you do is work, though.
I mean, when I'm with somebody, why if it's just me, nigga, why wouldn't I just gotta get the bag up? Take advantage of that. Because when I got an old lady, I'm going to be spending that shit. So.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because, I ain't been single in a minute, but, like, single me. I be like Bill Gates. I got a lot of money. But relationship me, damn, I be broke.
Because it's not just, you ain't just doing stuff for one number. It's always always in tools, nigga. If you go somewhere to eat, you got to be like, damn, I got to get us something.
I know, and I like eating expensive. Like, like my steaks be about $120, $130 for me. For me. Now she got a $60, $70 steak. That's $200 right there.
Right. Everything is times two at the minimum, nigga.
Getting three drinks? Shit. That's tough.
Then you go in places. Like, you can't be like, I don't feel like going nowhere. I'm chilling inside. Now, if you want to go somewhere, you got to go there.
Yeah, man. You got a bed. Single life is right. See, man. You know, I had a topic, but I'm running next week for the season finale. Oh man, we're speaking of food and shit. Like sometimes you know your Twitter. I don't know if your shit do this, but my shit be like showing me like tweets from people I don't even follow.
Yeah, they do.
I think you follow this person though because I clicked on their page. They was talking about how they went to Fleming's and she ordered like a lobster or something, her regular lobster, and the dude she was on a date with.
I don't follow her. I liked it. I know you're talking about. I saw it. I just like the post. I don't follow her, though.
That shit pissed me off. Wait, the dude she was with, all the chicken tenders. and she was mad about it. Like, and she was like, he not getting a second date. And the mean me wanted to come out. Because, yeah. If me and you go to a restaurant, and you are, I know you like chicken, you order chicken tenders, I ain't going to be like, oh, Mike, man, we're at the steakhouse. Get a steak.
I mean,
like, you going to get what you want because that's your palate.
Clowningly, like, because you, I mean, yeah. You just fuck with each other.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, this nigga eating chicken tenders at a steakhouse? Like, you know, it's going to be some playful shit.
Nigga, if you got a steak the way I don't like it, I'm going to be like, man, right. he got a medium well steak. Right. Nigga, get medium. I'm a fuck with you regardless, but she trying to clown this nigga on social media like he's 44 or 48. He in his 40s. He in chicken tenders. Like, it's his palate. He can eat what he want.
Right.
You talking about no second date.
I saw somebody that was like, well, maybe he couldn't. He was trying to save. He was like, no, he got money. He just didn't want a steak. So what's the problem then? He got the money to afford the steak if he wanted it.
Number one, Fleming's trash as a motherfucker. Shit. Like, Fleming's hella overrated. The food is garbage. I don't have their tomahawk, their lamb chops. Like, Fleming's is not popping like that. It's not. It's overpriced and not good. Secondly, if he want to get chicken, that's on him.
Right.
But you talking about no second date like you to catch. Like, dog, I saw you. I went and looked in the pictures. I saw them pictures, bro. Like, I'm going to be polite, dog. You not it. You not it. So, you better take that nigga and what you can get. Because niggas are not knocking down the door and lining around the block for you. I promise that. Unless you rich.
She didn't pay for the date, so he got the money.
Because she's not attractive.
He paid for it.
That's your friend?
No, I went through the comments.
She pool.
Yeah, I went through the comments to see if it was, you know, the nigga. She ordered something higher, so maybe he like, fuck, I can't get what I want, so I'm going to just get something else. She's like, no, he just told her I don't want no steak. Maybe he don't eat steak. A lot of niggas don't eat steak. He just want, like, people don't appreciate, I'm going to go somewhere with you, whether, like when we went to fucking Los Jefes, I don't want none of that shit, but I'm hanging with my nigga. I don't give a fuck about what they sell, nigga. I'm not here to eat. I'm here to enjoy the company. Maybe he was just there to enjoy her fucking company, and people don't appreciate that shit.
No, bitches don't appreciate that shit.
I ain't gonna say it. You said it, I ain't gonna say it.
People get so swept up in the social media era, so they don't see the quality what people do. Spending time with you is quality. But you see things on social media, so you think that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Especially when you're not that attractive. Like, when you beautiful, you got certain privileges that everybody don't get. Like, I done tolerated a lot of shit because the woman's beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, when I don't find you attractive, like, I'm really an asshole. Like, that shit comes out. Like you, like, you gotta stop. Especially if you ugly, you can't have an ego like me. Like if you ugly, you can't have a big ego.
I mean, but they be gassed up because they think, oh, I got all these options because niggas always in my DMs. Because
niggas fuck anything. Not me, though. I ain't about to fuck her. Man, she look bad. She kind of look like you in a wig.
I didn't even click on that picture.
No, nigga, she kind of like you in a wig.
I'm going to have to go back and see. I ain't click on the picture to see how she look.
I ain't look at the Abby. I went the media and I started scrolling down. Because I found one. Like, it's the picture she posted was not a good picture. So that's what bothered me the most. Like, you saw this picture before you posted it. Like, you knew it wasn't it, but you still posted it. That's the best you could do?
Oh, Lord. And then, you know how they start co-signing. Oh, this nigga childish. You did right cutting him off. Because the man like chicken tenders?
Yeah, them bitches single too.
Like, he could be a lot. Like, if that's where you draw the line at, chicken tenders? Not this nigga being, you know, he hate women or...
Yeah, he misogynistic, he abusive.
Yeah.
He broke. Yeah, he, I no say, ambition.
He'd be an asshole. I ain't for everybody. Like, some people don't like assholes. I'm cool with that. But the man ate chicken tenders at apparently a poor-ass steakhouse. So he made the right decision not eating the fucking steak. Shit. So you going to be like, oh, ain't no second date.
Yeah, man, that tomahawk I had over there was not popping.
Fuck, I wanted to go there too. I'm glad I ain't never went.
There you go, but
Oh, if it ain't good, I don't want to go, nigga.
I don't love it, but like you can take a bitch for the ambiance or something. Shit. I got an idea for the season finale. I'm gonna see if I can swing that shit. Fuck, I forgot what we was talking about, man. It's 1:10 and we could find out all this shit.
Lord.
Anything, I wanted to talk about
go ahead.
Nah, I hate when I'm on Facebook and I'll be seeing like certain statuses. Like one status was like once you have nasty sex, you can't go back to regular sex.
That's true though. That nigga, that's true.
Well, don't fuck me, because with me, you get none but regular sex.
Nigga, I always talk about the first time I had raw sex. And I felt like, this is what the fucking shit is? All that means I was having condom sex? Shit. And I was drunk that night, and that shit sold me up real quick. That's how good that shit was. I'm like, this shit is amazing. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you can't tell the difference?
I used to fuck a lot, and I keep condoms everywhere, nigga. I ain't about to fuck raw. I don't trust these hoes.
No, this was, and me and Jasmine was in a relationship. So, I mean, one night we got this was like New Year's. We got fucked up. So,
I know the story.
Yeah. We fucked. I'm like, oh my God. Nigga, I ain't never used another condom with her after that.
Yeah, but that raw sex don't make it nasty.
Nigga, that's what I mean. That's
like, nasty sex is like eating ass and.
Oh, that's regular for me. I only got one style, nigga. Like I'm like Kobe in play. Like Kobe don't play. He's either super competitive or he ain't playing at all. The guys I am. I need to go fuck. I guess that's nasty sex. I either fuck nasty or he ain't fucking. That's it.
I
only got one style, nigga.
That's why we don't fuck the same girl. I ain't doing that shit.
This nigga got A game and B game, nigga. I'm like Kobe, nigga. I'm going full force or I'm out. I ain't playing.
I've been doing this too long, so it's like I've been past my prime. Like, I'm really LeBron. It's crazy. I'm really LeBron. Like I'm still like nice, but you remember 10 years ago when I was that nigga.
This nigga got C level game when it comes to sex.
Nah. My C dick is like B plus for most niggas.
I'm saying that's what you were saying in your head. I ain't saying the quality, nigga. I'm saying you be like, I give it a C plus dick.
Nigga, I'm fat now. I ain't got the stamina and shit.
And
like,
she start you forgot who I am. Give it a B plus tonight. Send her a message. This nigga stupid.
you can final thought me.
Final thoughts is Diddy a nasty nigga. And I think some of that shit you actually did. I don't know if you did all that shit, but some of the shit this nigga did.
That's, yeah. Oh, man. The team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 148 of the TMI podcast is in the books. We're streaming everywhere. On my iPhone users, we on Apple Podcasts. My Droid users, we on Google Podcasts. And you too old for a droid. That's your childish.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
on my video people, we on YouTube. Gotta look up, cause the whole blog watching. Amazon. iHeart. We streaming everywhere. Next week is the season finale. Appreciate y'all coming through. We out this bitch. You dig?